Welcome, everybody. My name is Friedrich Loesel. I am the director of this institute, and we are this evening experiencing an experiment as an institute that has an own center of experimental criminology. It's, of course, a good occasion to test whether this experiment will work. But it is not a totally randomized experiment. We have targeted specific people who would like to contribute to this. The idea was, I think I was at home, perhaps in my bed. I thought, why do we rarely address something that is actual, where many people in the newspapers talking about and so on, but with some distance. One should not do it the next morning after the riots. I have a little suffered from the riots because I had difficulties to get taxis at this Monday, yes, in Stansted Airport, when it happened. So we thought, okay, let's address this topic from a criminological perspective, and there are many different angles, and as you see, we have an excellent group together. Ben Grew, would you please stand up, will address the riots from a social, cultural perspective. Professor Sherman, from the, of course, police perspective. Alison Liebling, the riots from prisoner's perspective. Logically, Lorraine Gelsdorp, where is she? Would be before Alison, but Lorraine was also involved in helping us getting this film. Dexter Tears, a former graduate of this institute and currently a visiting a scholar, has made it possible that we have a brief sequence of a film produced by Mr. Nye, Riot from Wrong. Where is he? I saw him before. Here he is, yes. And the whole event will be recorded for our website. I don't know whether it's worthwhile, but if somebody has anything against it, should raise his, her hands. Otherwise, of course, it will improve the comments and the discussion when people know it will be recorded. I also would like to announce briefly an event that Nikki Patfield, a friend and colleague from the law faculty, has recommended a lecture on policing in Cambridgeshire, the inside story, by whom? Rob Needle, chief superintendent, and it is on the 27th of March, next week, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. in the Masonic Hall, Bateman Street, Cambridgeshire, drinks and nibbles included, and a low entrance fee for students. So if you are interested, next week I pass this around. So, very briefly, a few words of introduction. Most of you may know, but some may have forgotten in the meanwhile, how these things happened. Mark Duggan was shot dead by the police on the 4th of August last year. Then there was at first relatively peaceful protest in Tottenham. Then there were public disorder or riots from 6th to 10th of August. And what was relatively new, but not totally new, it did not only happen in these neighborhoods, it spread quickly around to other places in the United, not in the United Kingdom, in England only, London, Birmingham, Bristol, Liverpool, Manchester, and so on. And riots always, we have stereotypes what a riot is. It is not an exactly defined term. So if we look as criminologists, what kinds of offenses have been done there, according to the later on criminal justice processes, 59% property offenses, mostly burglary, 5% criminal damage, also arson included, 23% disorder, mostly violent disorder, 7% violence against the person, weapons, assault, and 7% other offenses. So a broad range of offenses. There's not one homogeneous category of riots, and it could have a different profile at different times and in different contexts. There were 5 people dead in context of the riots. Nearly 4,000 have been arrested. Sentencing is still going on. We will address this issue later. From a scientific perspective, we need to emphasize it got worldwide attention. It was really a totally outstanding event. But from a scientific perspective, it was not a new phenomenon. In principle, we had similar events already 30 years ago in Brixton, London, Moss Side, Manchester. You know this as British people. But we have similar events in France, in the banlieues. In Germany, they are a little different. In Berlin, in Hamburg. We had more recently in Greece, Athens, Thessaloniki, and also very similar case long ago in LA when the police treated a black offender inappropriately. And longer ago in the 60s, similar riots in Detroit. Some basic characteristics are always it spreads out from deprived neighborhoods, mainly young people involved, mostly males, as always in crime. Overrepresentation of specific ethnic minorities, they may vary in different countries, and there are triggering events, something of that has to be done by the police, or like now in Greece, the feeling the European community is only putting financial strains on the poorer ones and not on the rich ones in Greece. We have, as always, dozens of explanations. In my view, never real causal theory. The explanations range from economic deprivation over lack of perspective, racial discrimination, social inequality, inappropriate policing was a very important aspect in this country, group dynamics, imitation from a psychological perspective. A lot of these acts may be simple imitation of what the other guy in the street is doing. Reinforcement, because you get immediately goods. Also in LA, a lot of TVs were taken away, not only an outcry against the inappropriate behavior of the police. Neutralization techniques are very important in these situations. Diffusion of responsibility. Media effects may play a role. From a temperament perspective, sensation seeking may be important, because even when there are thousands in a neighborhood with similar motives and similar problems, only a minority is acting out and doing these things. There's even some literature on weather conditions. They may contribute that it happens on this day, and the weather was relatively good over this weekend, and there was no football playing also. We should not. Of course, there are more important issues, but there are also sometimes relatively minor and trivial influences on these events. Most of these hypotheses are plausible, but no one hypothesis explains the whole phenomenon. So it is a phenomenon where we have many factors involved and many processes going on, also partially different processes at different participants in these riots. And we should also, of course, recognize that explanations are partially political motivated, depending on your political opinion or the government's opinion. Specific explanations are put in the forefront. You may remember the first few days after the riots, the newspapers were full of stories that relatively wealthy young people had done the riots, coming from wonderful homes and so on. This was, of course, not the full truth, but it fitted to what should be presented. We have also some research on the riots. The Guardian, together with London School of Economics, Tim Newburn, he will present here in the MST course.
Next week.
Or has he? Next week. His research still ongoing. We have opinion surveys of the whole population, and we have now various government documentations, mainly on those who have been prosecuted. A few things you may see here. This is one of these findings. Different views of the rioters. 270 have been interviewed by Professor Newburn and his colleagues. And here, an opinion survey, the blue one. And you see in the view of the general public and in the view of the rioters, most of these theories show up. For instance, it is due to poverty, but more of the rioters are saying that. Policing, more of the rioters are saying that. Government policy, again, here very similar, unemployment, shooting of Mark Duggan, social media, media coverage, greed, more of the general public are of this opinion, inequality, Here we have criminality, so the basic criminal orientation of the people. Here the general public is much more of the opinion that propensity played a central role. Moral decline, many people, particularly older ones, feel we are living at times of a moral decline and it goes down and down. On the other hand, we have wonderful examples of great morality in our young people. Poor parenting, the family is always one of the main origins. People think of these phenomena, 86%, and gang processes play a role. You see here we have a big discrepancy, and here also between what the rioters say and what the general public is thinking. All these findings are descriptive from a scientific point of view, and they do not really explain the phenomenon. We then need hypothesis and theory to make a plausible, never we know whether it's the most valid explanation. Some of the findings, clearly majority male, nearly half black. LSE found an interesting relation that many of them have been stopped and searched by the police in the last 12 months. Is this really an explanation that you rob somebody or loot 12 months later or 10 months later? We have methodological problems, because when I talk as a rioter to an interviewer, what could have been my motivations? Of course, there are rationalizations. The sample is also not representative. Nearly 50% were students, so it's a positive selection in my view of this sample. The Minister of Justice data show that only 13% have been affiliated to a gang, but they show that there's a lot of previous criminality among those who have until now been sentenced, 75% previous caution or conviction, 26% previous prison sentence. And an interesting finding related to this institute, that was not only happening in the immediate neighborhood, most or many of the offenders traveled a little bit, walked half an hour to a place where they could do what they aimed to do, so the average distance was 2 miles. We have many complex aspects, as it is always the case in criminological phenomena. Here we have an example where we can really view from very different angles on the problem, and it is not only why it happened and how it happened, but also what happened afterwards, or what happened during it, policing aspects, sentencing and criminal justice. A final point of view, it was very clear for many people when the first data came out on the reaction of the criminal justice system that in comparison to similar offenses in 2010, the sentences both in magistrate courts and in ground courts were harsher for the looters. This is also not unique, happened in other countries as well. However, the criminal justice system in this country may be a little more vulnerable than in other countries to quick changes of decisions, change of guidelines, and so on. I was twice interviewed by German TV stations about the riots, and they also asked me, could it happen similarly in Germany? I said, of course, in principle, similar events can take place, but the justice reaction would be a little different because of the codified penal law in Germany and other factors. So I think we have a lot of interesting topics to talk about, and I invite now the first speaker, Ben Grew, from a cultural or social cultural perspective.
Thank you very much. Is there...